For tomorrow morning's commute, Governor Gavin Newsom spoke to reporters today.
You can be assured of one thing: safety first, quality foundational in this effort. It wasn't just speed that we were after. We wanted to make sure this thing was safe. And after those safety inspections late last night and early this morning, we'll need about 8 or so hours once we all clear off, and we'll get this thing back and operational.
Police have released a photo of a man they say is connected to the arson fire that forced the closure of the section of the highway last week. CBS Los Angeles reporter Nicole Comstock.
He's described as a 6-foot-tall man in his 30s with black hair. He has a big knee brace on his right leg and burn injuries on his left leg.
Negotiators are cautiously optimistic that a deal will soon be reached to release at least some of the more than 240 hostages being held by Hamas.
U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor says there are some sticking points.
We share the assessment that many areas of difference that previously existed have been narrowed, that we believe we are closer than we have been.
On CBS's Face the Nation, John Viner added, this is an extremely delicate situation.
The mantra that nothing is agreed until everything is agreed really does apply, and we do not yet have an agreement in place.
Viner also says the U.S. has cautioned Israel to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza as it steps up combat operations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The huge Al-Shifa hospital complex in Gaza City is almost completely empty now, says the BBC's Mark Lowen in Jerusalem.
Gaza's largest hospital has been emptying, with hundreds sheltering there fleeing south. Among them are the premature babies left without incubators, now moved to Rafah to escape the war into which they were born.
The babies will eventually be moved to Egypt. Russia launched several waves of drone attacks on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv overnight for the second night in a row, stepping up its assaults on the city after several weeks of pause. Ukraine's Air Force said its air defense systems destroyed 15 of the 20 kamikaze drones over Kyiv and two nearby regions. The beginning of Thanksgiving week in the east will be rainy, and it will be a snowy holiday for some, says National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
The system that's going to be affecting the central the eastern United States over the next several days. Mostly rain. There is some potential for snow to begin as snow across northern New York State, northern New England.
Could also be some heavy rain. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear this afternoon with a high of 50. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 31 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Lenny G and the Chicago Push kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party. Nice polka medley for you right there, huh? Lots of good tunes on the way today. Thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm Tim Howbolt, the polka guy, keeping you company, you betcha, this Saturday morning. Lots of good tunes, of course. And speaking of that, we're going to do an Oh Baby Mine.
Oh Baby Mine. Baby mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you.
That's why
I dream about you. If I could only put my arms around you, life would be so fair.
If you were here,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire.
You are
my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you.
Baby,
tossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby, hold,
hold
couple of numbers there from the Music Connection. Mm-hmm. Neil Zunker and the Boys. Mm-hmm. We have Louis Bichel up next with an old RCA recording. And let's do a little messing around with Louis. Messing around with Louis. Mm-hmm. That's Louis Bichel's band. With that, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more of the Polka Party with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy, right here on the new WFHR and AM 1320, the old FHR. Actually, they're both new. We'll be right back.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
Thank you. September, Halloween, Thanksgiving dinner. Every month is reminiscing time. On New Year's wish of Valentine, St. Patrick's Day and Easter time. April showers and May flowers, June, July. Warm August weather through September, Halloween, Thanksgiving dinner. Every month is reminiscing.
Nashka Laka and the Boys. Yeah, and I Sat on a Cow polka. Let's continue with one more by him, shall we? And it's the Up and Down polka.
Szanuj się do szan. Sto dole na dole, na samym klepy skończały niosało. Wać i dosta, popy skończały niosało. Wać i dosta, popy skończały. No i szanuj się, nie szanuj. Sto dole, na samym klepy. jego sta, popyską ciałem ją całować jego sta, popyską.
Up and Down Polka, that was from Stash Galanka. We have the Ted Tyler Orchestra coming up right now, and he's going to perform for us the Roulette Polka.
We'll be right back.
Ted Tyler's Orchestra and the Beer Barrel Polka. We're going to turn one more tune on here, and it is Squeezebox from Ted Lang, Molly B, and it's the Tinker Polka.
Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Ach yeah, the polka party moves ahead. We have Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks up next.
Thank you.
Warren Meisner Band and playing the Corn Palace Polka. Here's the Mambo Polka. This is Uncle Ozzy and his orchestra.
simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Are you asking the court to do something that spells out a school funding formula?
This is not about the school finance formula itself. It's about the voucher programs. It says to create a system of public schools. It doesn't say anything about creating two parallel systems and sucking the money out of the public school system and providing it to the private school system, which is what is happening.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Well, here we are again at the end of our program. 6 minutes left in our program. We got time for a couple of yet tunes, you betcha, and we'll start out with one called Slowpoke, and this is from Pee Wee King and the band.
Thank you.
so fast our time has gone by. We're going to have to say goodnight. Bob Dozak's going to take us out.
Good night. Good night. Until we meet again. Adios. Au revoir. Au revoir. And oh, it's always sweet sorrow to part. You know you'll always remain in my heart.
So from all of us here at WFHR, have yourself a safe weekend. And we'll do this again next Saturday right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM. And the old 1320
till we
AM.
Meet again.
So have yourself a great week.
Adios.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know,
WFHR,
a fake wall charger.
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports.